This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi, this is Beth.
Hey, this is Crash in Omaha.
Do you have Matt or no?
No, it's not going through. Is it supposed to be, it's 8807, right?
Let me double check. First, I wondered what was happening.
All right. I just want to double check because I've been getting a fast, busy signal.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know why that is. His number is 917-673-8807.
All right, that's the number I got. All right, I'll try it again.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Seven, three.
Hello.
Hey, with the modern world of technology, I no longer get a fast business signal. I got you. Good morning, sir. Crash Davis in Omaha, Nebraska. You know you've reached the pinnacle of your career when you get a wake up in Pacific time. Talk to a guy in Omaha radio on your birthday. Well, happy birthday, sir.
Oh, my gosh. You're the first.
Well, you never forget your first, man.
No, we'll be bonded forever. Right. It'll be awkward when we see each other in public years later with our spouses.
Yeah, it'll be complicated, but we're here for that complication. Yeah. Happy birthday to you, sir. I hope the morning is starting off just the best possible it could be. You know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Have you performed in Omaha previously to this the show that's coming up Sunday?
No, I'm excited. I've never been to performing there. I've never performed, no.
Have you been to our fair city?
I guess I have come through, but I'm looking forward to like spending time and orienting myself to it a little more. I've driven through it.
We have a zoo. We have a really good zoo. If you're into zoos, it's rated like number one or number two, depending on where those snobs from San Diego come in. It's that good.
Oh, I love it. I'll make time to do it.
Yeah. If you're a zoo guy playing Sunday night, by the way, the venue you're playing at Sunday night at the Holland Center is fantastic.
Oh, I love it.
It is possibly one of the top acoustically designed facilities for live music. It's fantastic. But when you're doing something like you guys are doing, it is top notch. And behind the scenes stages, the dressing rooms, everything they do there is, you'd be like, wow, in Omaha, huh? Didn't see this one coming.
It's funny because most theater venues are not that nice, so I'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, they've done a spectacular job with it. There's an entertainment district between the various buildings that we have here that are incredible. The Bluebird Improv coming to the Holland Center. It's going to be in this Sunday night. So when you first started doing the Bluebird stuff.
I put two tickets by the way, I put two tickets, comp tickets aside for Warren Buffett. Do you think he'll show?
He might. You know, he's only okay. A couple of miles away, you know.
And he's frugal. They're free.
Yeah, if that's the way he likes them, you got to make sure that you have Diet Coke. Make sure if you have some Diet Coke, he's probably there. He's a Diet Coke.
Right.
Yeah.
Not Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Not Coke Zero.
Oh, my God. Cherry Coke as well. The Cherry Coke guy. I don't know if they still make Cherry Coke, but they did, and he was a big fan. But when you started doing the Bluebird stuff, when did you actually sit back and go, hey, there's something here? In the creative process, when did it click? Like this works. This has a chance.
I think immediately. I think playing with Brad and Joe and Mark, and we have a couple of rotating cast members. It's always fun, and they're always they're very talented, and you don't have to carry the whole show, which is always fun. You surround yourself with talent, and I don't know. We just gelled right away,
and it's a different show every week. I mean, do you have any planned ideas at all when you go in and say, okay, we need these benchmarks first or anything like that?
Well, we kind of submerge ourselves in the culture. We walk, maybe we'll go to the zoo, but we'll kind of like cater it to like, the town and the people in the room. So, and then we always talk to the audience. We try to get a pulse of the city, or we talk to, individuals, and then we use that information to, tell a story and do some comedy.
Do you guys film these, by the way?
No, we don't. Improv isn't typically super strong on video.
Yeah, it's kind of like a heat of the moment kind of thing.
Yeah, it's ephemeral. You have to be in the room, and there's like it's almost like a contract between you and the audience. Everybody's kind of immersed in the show, and that's why it works. You have to be there.
So with the comedy that you've been doing over the years, whether it's, improv stuff, whether it's stand-up, or TV shows, movies, whatever, you've seen the ebb and flow, because it's your birthday today, but you and I both, first of all, we share two things in common. One, we've been doing what we've been doing for a lot longer than we ever thought we'd be doing it, right? And two, we're both born in October, and we probably don't even want to acknowledge what birthday number this is. But with that, the ebb and flow of the economics in the world of comedy have changed incredibly, and where it was 5 years ago, did you see it being as big as it is now?
Comedy is sort of expanding. That's very true, and it makes me think of podcasting. So many people who are funny have podcasts too. I myself have a podcast,
mm-hmm.
Second in Command. But it's interesting how you can have an individual voice, and now with social media, people can promote their own voice and their own platform. So it is kind of like a do-it-yourself economy for comedy, for sure.
It's neat, and I'm a fan of comedians, and I like how their mind works, because I'm not just comedians, but musicians as well. I always appreciate the creative process. How do you get an idea, a seed, to a song, an album, a script, a joke, and a joke that hits? The process that you go through to create something like that, to entertain somebody, whether it's to make them laugh, cry, do whatever, to elicit emotion, we'll say. But to see that creative process get rewarded in a way that you've got, like the Holland, that's a large venue. It's a good sized venue. And to see that many people going out to see comedy, and whether they're going to stadiums as well. I mean, there's a lot of comedians that are doing these stadium shows now. It just seems like it's Netflix and Hulu and all these other portals getting invested into comedy. You guys must be just raking money and hand over fist. I mean, why Omaha? You guys just sit back. The trucks are just dropping it off, right?
Yeah, we're going to go out there and pirate some of that Omaha gold. So, that's hidden all around the city.
It is, and I should follow you so I can find some. That'd be the way to do it.
I think you were asking like, where does it hit you? I think observing life is the simplest answer to that. You observe life, and I think comedians have a lens to their detriment and benefit. They're sort of detached in a way that they go about the world like a writer, and they pay attention to things that strike them as funny or interactions with family and friends, and you remember them because you can use them.
Were you naturally that way when you were young?
I think I use comedy as a survival technique. I'm like one of seven kids, and I had three older brothers, so I would distract them so I wouldn't get pummeled.
See, I was the oldest, so but my younger brothers were bigger than me, so there was no pummeling.
Genetics yeah. helped them.
Yeah. Of course, they were breastfed till they were 11. So, I mean, come on. I was working without any help here.
You would have taken that extra couple inches.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. They're all bigger, faster, stronger, and prettier than me. So I really got to, that's why I'm doing radio.
You got weaned too early.
Yeah, you got weaned way too early. It's 100%. And I'm not regretful about it at all. No, I'm fine. So you talk about having, let's go back to the show real quick. You talk about having conversations with the show. Kind of set it up so people can know what to expect. Do you have, you just randomly pick people out? Is there a pre-screening? What's the setup for Sunday Night at the Holland?
We generally come out and we'll talk about between ourselves. We'll like just share our days or observations about where we are. And then we might ask simple like profiling questions like who traveled from farthest away or who thinks they have an interesting job or who's sitting next to someone that has an interesting job. So we kind of try to elicit questions that might bring an intriguing, you know, answer, if you will. And then we'll cut it short. If it's not interesting, we'll say, okay, anybody else? And then usually we land upon an interesting person or personality and we'll do some follow-up questions and then gather that information, and usually, you know, something unique and interesting comes out of those conversations, and it inspires us to use it as premises or beats for comedic exploration.
Have there been instances where you thought it was going to be humorous, but the audience member did not think so?
In the interview portion?
Well, more of they took it personally, I should say.
No, fortunately, no. We do. We're gentlemanly.
Okay.
We have good manners. So no, we never like push or are rude with our questioning. But you know, and if it gets into a weird place, we're like, all right, this is not funny. We'll just move on. Do you know what I mean? Like we're not there to make people feel bad, and we're not there to make the audience uncomfortable for the person who's talking. Like we take care of our audience very well.
All right, so this is in Omaha, so you fly over country, right? So it's no big deal. You can honestly answer this question. Have you ever been in a town and went, there's nothing funny about this place? I can't even make jokes about this town. This is such a bad town. You can tell me that.
That's a really good question. I suppose if we did, we would just go to each other and make fun of each other.
Okay.
If there was nothing in the environment, then we would just pick on each other because we know each other well enough. It won't hurt.
It's going to be a great show coming up Sunday at the Omaha Performing Arts Center, putting together the Bluebird Improv. So what does your birthday celebration look like today? What's a big shot comedian do on his birthday?
Oh my gosh, I have so much to look forward to. We had a nice party last night at the house.
Yeah,
got some guests. I'm going to get breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
Standard, and then I'm going to get to watch a Bears game tonight on Monday Night Football. So I have a big day, and I'm just going to try to relax.
Will watching the Bears help you relax?
I think a minimum of two beers will provide just what I need. Whatever happens, I will be relaxed.
Being in Omaha, I have a lot of Bears fans who are friends of
mine. Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's quite a few Bears fans here. I'm here for them. I'm a Vikings fan.
Why not Kansas City?
It's Kansas City. It's probably Kansas City, Denver, then, Minnesota, the Vikings, a lot of Vikings fans, a lot of Bears fans. Because, you know, Omaha, so many Fortune 500 companies that share a lot of stuff with Chicago. But, so I've been good intel.
This is really good intel. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of Cubs fans here, too.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're all over the country.
Yeah, well, the guys who own the Cubs are from Omaha, so there's that.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of Cubs fans in town here, but obviously college football is king here no matter what. Whether you're from here or not, you will like college football, okay? That's how.
Well, Joe, one of our guys, Joe, went to Nebraska, so I'm sure he'll have a lot of deep cuts. for the Nebraska folks.
Well, the big controversy is now Matt Rhule is going to go to Penn State, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. that's you know, the rumor that all the guys that want to get hits on the Twitter and on the Facebooks, that's what they're putting out. Because he went to school there, even though he's in the Big Ten and he's winning programs. But whatever, you know. My fellow Bear fans, I've been giving them hugs. At least they're not Packer fans. I always tell them that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a standard, yeah.
Well, because, you know, I can't have a conversation with a Packer fan because I'm not going to talk that slow. You know, you got to really slow it down. And I think we can all agree on that one. But, enjoy your birthday. Go Bears tonight. Let's go. Let's bring home a W for you on your birthday. And enjoy breakfast in bed. And enjoy your time in Omaha. You're going to have a great time. And the weather, by the way, idyllic fall weather coming to town. It's going to be in the 70s. It's going to be gorgeous.
Oh, this is great. Now I know what to pack.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you won't need a parka. You will not.
We're getting so much done. This is the most practical interview I've ever had.
For better or for worse, you got to wake up on your birthday and talk to a guy in Omaha. And look at what we're learning. I'm like an arm of the Chamber of Commerce here. I should be an influencer for the Chamber. There we go.
I'll wait. Do I get a key to the city through you?
Yes.
Who do I talk to?
Yeah, if not, we'll get you a key to Carter Lake, which is a little town surrounded by Omaha. So we'll get you hooked up either way. We'll get you taken care of.
Thank you very much, Cash.
I've got people. They don't like me, but I have them. No, happiest birthday, safe travels, and I'm looking forward to Sunday night. It's going to be fun.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
You bet all the best.